Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor. Keith, Nimmer, Fad, all the boys and girls down at Norrell, thank you for all your ongoing support. And big shout out to Splash and Dash for making this happen. So we'll talk about that a little bit more. But before we get into that, as you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job than I. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Sure. Hey, I'm Corey Sear, so I'm a local realtor slash home renovator, I guess HGTV star.
Slash HGTV star, that's correct.
So yeah, my wife and I were on Battle on the Beach season 2, which was a pretty crazy experience there.
And, yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, yeah, just basically work around town on flipping houses and the odd job for some clients and that.
There we go. Sweet. Well, man, listen. You and I have spent some time off camera chatting, and I have to say, you're one of the people in Fort McMurray that I like to chat with the most.
Yeah.
So I am so happy that you're on the show. And so for everybody at home, the conversation is going to be random and whatever, but like I truly enjoy chatting with you, man.
Yeah, it goes the same.
Like we always have good conversations.
For sure, yeah.
So I want to hear about the transition that you made from, like, you used to be working oil and gas, and now you've transitioned into the real estate market and flipping houses.
Yeah.
How's that transition been for you?
It's been a mix of things. Like, it's been probably the best thing I've ever done, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah. It was awesome, like, working for yourself, like, I can't stress how awesome that is. Like,
that's right.
I was working on site as a mechanic. I worked for Finning Canada.
That's right.
Heavy duty mechanic. And just doing the ship work where you're like constantly gone for 13, 14 hours a day.
Yeah, yeah.
And basically I found that I don't want to hate on it too much. Like the opportunity, the money is awesome and
that's
everything.
Right.
But for me, it just wasn't,
wasn't
enjoyable anymore.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
We made the transition. I was lucky enough that Paige, my wife, is super successful as real estate.
Yeah.
So it was kind of took a lot of pressure off of like not having to worry about our income because she was doing well enough to support us. So
that's right.
That was awesome being able to do that. But
that's right.
Yeah, it's been, I think a little over a year now
a year,
and
yeah,
just
yeah.
kind of did the switch and did it all at once and haven't looked back. And
yeah,
it's been
that's awesome. Because I remember the last time we were hanging out, it was like you were thinking about it.
Yeah.
And like, you told me like, I'm thinking about doing this, man. And I was just like, that's cool.
Yeah.
And then fast forward a few months later, you told me like, don't tell anybody, I'm going to go for it. I'm like, oh shit, that's cool, bro.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm happy that it's going well for you.
Yeah.
And then you guys got the opportunity to like then go on HGTV and that's a whole different thing.
So that was huge. Like, I mean, I don't do a ton of real estate. Like, I mean, I think I've done about 4 or 5 deals this year and probably 3 of them are houses I bought to renovate.
That's right. That's right.
So I don't do a whole lot, but I enjoy doing the renovations and flipping houses. Like it's
that's
awesome
right.
to like take a house that nobody wants and then you just do the renovations and it's like a transformation, not to like pump my own tires too much, but the transformation is like awesome just to see what it was and where it
for sure.
comes to after.
That's
so,
right.
So
this is another question I got to ask you because this is out like, you are not a social media guy.
No.
Like by nature, you're very like, hey, I just do my thing and Paige is amazing. And the content that she creates is like jaw dropping.
Yeah.
How are you finding yourself? You have to go in front of the camera or and other things now. How's that transition for you going?
It's been a big thing. I think like lots of people have criticized like my social media. Not that like I guess I'm more monotoned in a lot of stuff, so it's like,
yeah,
but it's hard. It's hard to like to do the video and then like realize how you're reacting too, and getting all that down. Like Paige is just amazing at
That's
it,
right.
And I think it comes from a lot of practice. Like she's always on her social media taking videos and kills
That's right.
it at it.
So That's right.
I think I'm definitely getting better at it, and being on the TV show I think definitely helped a lot too, because it's like a different thing when you have a camera like right in front of your face the whole time. Like it's one thing like doing my videos where I just kind of set it up and work away.
That's right.
But then being on an actual show, it's like the camera's there watching everything you're doing. You're mic'd up 24 hours or 12 hours a day basically while you're working.
And that's
it's so it's definitely gotten me a lot more comfortable around it now.
Yeah.
But she's still I get she pushes me every now and again still when I'm kind of slacking off on the social media, because I know like it is what got us there, what's kind of building our brand and
That's
our
right.
business. So
That's
it's
right.
it's definitely a huge part that I need to still work on.
That's
but
right.
It's getting better.
It's getting better, yeah. Well, you're such a nice guy, and so like just having conversations with you is nice. And so when people meet you face to face, like everybody falls in love with you. They're like, man, this guy is awesome. But a big part of your charm is that like you are cool and you are like laid back and stuff, and so I don't know, like I follow some of your stuff online. I like how you're still as authentic in person as you are as your social media personification. And like,
yeah, that's a huge thing that we want to do with our brand. It's like we don't want to come across as fake or anything. Like we're anything we do, like anything I build, if there was ever an issue, I would 100% like fix it or go figure out what the issues are. Mm-hmm. Like we want people to be happy with what they buy from us.
Right.
And that's just who we are at the core. Like I want to be real. I don't want to come across as fake. Like there's the whole HGTV thing was never something we were chasing. Like obviously it's something that as any renovator, you're like, oh, it'd be cool if that were to happen.
That's
but
right.
it's not something I'm going on there and like chasing that and trying to be fake and like.
That's right. That's
so,
right.
So
that's
it was just awesome that it happened, and we can still kind of stay true to our brand.
Yeah, that's it. All right, we're going to continue this conversation, but we've got to throw it to an ad first. So we're going to listen to Carrie and Patchouli Rose talking about sunscreen, because on a day like today, you definitely need it. Carrie, take it away.
Carrie, I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen, but sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we are back. Thank you, Carrie. Appreciate that little interlude. Now, for yourself, when you got to meet all of these HGTV stars, some of the staples who have their own programs, what was that kind of like meeting
It's like
them?
A surreal experience for sure. Like they're all super nice, which was like awesome to find. Like everybody was awesome there, and like Ty, funniest guy ever, like we just kind of go back and forth, like a lot of jokes and that, and then the Bomblers, like we didn't interact too much with them, but getting to meet them was super cool.
No doubt, because like you watch these people and then you come up with your own story in your head.
Yeah.
And so what is it really like when you meet them? It's always like...
I think that overall, they're kind of true to who they are on screen when they're on there.
Right.
But it's just a weird thing. Like you meet the people, because I mean, I always watch HGTV in the shows.
That's right.
To meet them, it's you kind of like...
Yeah.
Or a fan, and it's one of those experiences, right? But
and
to actually
there.
Spend the time with like our mentors and that was actually really cool.
So when it comes to camera, because I don't know how any of this works, I got people that they help me out. So your mic, like you said, for 12 hours.
Yeah.
So were they like changing these battery packs on you constantly?
Yeah.
Like how does that work?
Yeah, so there's like a whole crew. So each team, so like the show that we were on, there's three different teams.
Okay.
And each team has their own like sound crew, their own
really?
Camera guy. and they basically are like monitoring everything, and the sound guy can turn mics on and off sort of thing.
Yeah.
And then he's watching if the batteries need to be changed, so they'll come and swap them out and stuff. But yeah, like if you're not paying attention and you go to the bathroom or something, sometimes your mic's on. And
That's right.
It's something that you, over time, you start kind of getting used to it.
Yeah, that's right.
But also, like Paige and I having random conversations sometimes, it's like you don't even realize and you're mic'd up.
That's right. The behind the scene footage would be epic.
Yeah.
So cool. I know nothing about that industry, right? So three crews, I guess that's how you'd have to do it to be efficient.
Yeah, well, I mean, That was one thing that we were interested to find out after the filming, because we don't know what they're going to edit down and what they're going to show. And there's like I said, each team has their own film crew. So there's like hundreds of hours of filming that they need to go through and put it all together for the show.
Yeah.
So it was definitely cool for us in that way to kind of see it for the first time with everybody else.
That's right. Because you don't know.
Yeah.
And I guess the producers of the show don't know necessarily either until it's all said and done.
Yeah.
How they because it's unscripted,
they're
figuring out what the story arcs are going to be, like how are they going to build that drama.
Yeah.
So you could film something that you thought was really good, but based on somebody else, that was more compelling or...
Yeah, exactly. And there was a couple, we were kind of nervous, I guess, at the beginning.
Yeah.
And we're like, because they can basically portray you
any way they want.
By
That's
cutting
right.
and doing
That's
things.
Right. That's right.
And so it's like, we're a little nervous. Like, I hope we come across as like being the people we are.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, so cool. You're so lucky, man.
Yeah.
Like, everybody, and I will use the word everybody in this scenario, everybody watches TV.
Yeah.
And not a lot of people get the opportunity to actually be on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And what a great opportunity. Like,
it's huge. Yeah, to come from, here, Fort McMurray, it's like, and then we're going basically halfway across the country down to Texas to film a show, and it's like, it still just seems surreal. Like
So cool. Now, listen, you're here for a special reason, though. Like, you utilize a service who brought us here today, so can you tell a little bit about the service that you utilize and why you're here?
Yeah, so the Splash and Dash service, the valet service, awesome thing to have because they basically come to your house at night or whenever you can do without your vehicle, pick it up, clean it all, comes back spotless and ready to go.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for me, I'm always busy with work, whether it be like as a realtor or doing the house flipping. I'm always driving around, always doing a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And then we have our animal rescue too. My wife's car has to stay clean all the time. For whatever reason, mine becomes the animal carrier.
That's right.
I always have dogs, like between our dogs and the animal rescue dogs that we bring in.
Right.
Dog hair everywhere. And
they
do an amazing job, get it all cleaned out. And then,
that's awesome.
And basically, they come in at night and you don't even realize your vehicle's gone. In the morning you wake up, you got a clean vehicle.
Brand new clean vehicle. Yeah, no, it's a revolutionary service. It's such a good idea.
Yeah.
And I've only heard positive things about them, and the owners are so cool. They're really cool individuals to sit down
and chat with. Met them today and seems awesome guys.
Oh yeah, and that's what, when you have a local company, that's what you want. You want to meet the individuals, are they cool? Even if the service is good, it's nice to know that the owner and the employees are equally as legit.
For sure.
Well, listen, man, that's the end of the episode. Thank you very much for taking the time and coming out of your comfort zone a little bit. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
All right. Well, you can follow us on our Instagram or Facebook, and it's seriously.living. So CYRIOUSLY.
There you go. Awesome. Well, man, thank you very much once again. Feel free to come back on as many times as you want. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. We appreciate your ongoing support. Big shout out to Patchouli Rose and Carrie. Thank you so much for your support as well. And Splash and Dash for making this happen. Go out and get your car detailed from them. Other from that, everybody, Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world. Hope you're having a great day. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.